Under a donated canopy, Vivian Best sits at the Saturday morning farmers market at Kapi'olani Community College. The sign hanging from her tent was paid for with money fundraised by a local school. Even the tablecloths were hand-sewn by Project Pono University lab students. Best runs the booth Give It Fresh Today. It's a project that collects donations of locally grown produce. She takes a moment to count the day's bounty.
So it's about 10:30 in the morning, and people have come by and donated 3 bags of green beans, 4 bags of cucumbers, a bag of lettuce.
Unlike most food drive programs that request canned goods or non-perishable items, Give It Fresh Today asks for fresh fruits and vegetables grown by local farmers.
The way I describe it is all this food that you see here is food that would have gone to waste. We're also, you know, supporting our local farmers by encouraging people to purchase more than they need for themselves. And so I started this at this market first because this is the farmer's market that I come to every week.
In 2010, Best was inspired after seeing a similar donation booth while visiting a farmer's market in Chicago. She brought the idea home to Hawaii and set up a stand at the KCC farmer's market. Within a couple weeks, Best had already collected over 400 pounds of food. The food is then donated to shelters and church groups who use it to feed the homeless. Best sees Give It Fresh Today as a modern spin on a food bank.
For me, there's something really comforting and reassuring about looking at the food that we collect and knowing that it's going to be eaten by people. And I don't have that feeling necessarily when I look at some of the food that's donated for typical food drives. You know, when I see all the packaged and canned food, it doesn't excite my own palate. And when I look at the food that we get here and it's like freshly baked bread and fresh produce, it tells a different story. I think it also says something different to the people that are receiving the food. I feel like it shows that people in the community care.
Okay, I think that's it. So yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Aloha.
James Buchanan works with Unity Church of Hawaii. The church, located down the street from the market, uses the donated produce in their Monday night food service at Kapi'olani Park.
Yeah, we actually cook some different things together, so we use this as part of it. I usually will do some type of like motivational quick talk and then bless the food, and most of them pretty appreciate it quite a bit.
Nanette Geller is a KCC market regular. She believes a project like Give It Fresh Today is a vital community resource.
When people are in a shelter or going to a food bank or a soup kitchen, they're having a rough time in their lives. Being able to eat really good food is one of the pleasures that they can access and make them feel better and encourage them to go on and persevere with their lives.
Over the years, Best has watched her booth grow. She says it's all thanks to the community support.
It's like every little bit counts. And, you know, people come by and they're like, oh, it's a cucumber. Oh, it's a couple tomatoes. And at the end of it all, it's like 250 pounds of food a week, 1,000 pounds of food a month. It really does add up.
Thanks to a handful of volunteers, she now has a booth at the Blaisdell, Kailua, and Windward Mall markets. Molly Solomon for HPR News.